T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Getting ghosted sucks. We understand. That's why we are here with our most popular segment called Waiting by the Phone. So, Alex and Sarah, please say hello to Nick.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Nick, we're going to help you out, okay? So, Elise is the name of the girl that he went out with one time. And then ever since then, she has ghosted him. So, tell us the story. How did you guys meet, and why do you think this is weird?
We met online, actually, which is, I guess, the new norm. And, we went back and forth kind of online for a long time, texting each other. Like, I'm not much of a texter, but she is kind of a hardcore texter where I'll be like, hi, how you doing? And she'll text me 4 or 5 paragraphs of how her day is going so far. And it went on that for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I got to know her where, I mean, like her family, all of her pets' names. I mean, everything.
Like you almost didn't need to go out with her.
Right. Because you were already going out.
Well, that's kind of what I felt like. We had gone through about 10 dates worth of information around about that.
That's funny.
And then we actually went on our first date. I felt like we had a really good time. We kind of fit into just talking to each other normally because of how much we've been texting.
Totally.
And then after that, I don't know what happened. I've messaged her quite a few times, and I haven't heard anything back from her. So I really don't know what it was all for, to be honest with you. I felt like I read a book of her life, and now I for nothing.
That's how I felt when I would study, and the teacher would say, like, never mind, we're not going to have a test.
Oh,
exactly.
And Sarah would be that person in the class, would be like, oh, are you sure, please?
She would create her own and just take a test alone, even though it didn't count.
Man.
Yeah, something's up big time, especially if, like, basically gone on 10 dates online.
Let's find out. Let's call Elise, okay, and get to the bottom of it.
Hello.
Hi, Elise. It's Elise, right?
Hi.
Okay, I didn't want to come across as creepy. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio at Mix 94.7, and we would like to talk to you about a segment we're doing called Waiting by the Phone, and we've got Nick on, who told us that you guys went out on a great date and been talking for a couple of weeks and seemingly getting along great. And ever since then, you've kind of disappeared. He said you ghosted him. So we're like, let's give her a call, and we'll be the mediators. Would you be willing to talk to us about what happened? Did you not like Nick, or what happened?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I know. I'm like throwing a lie.
Yeah, good morning.
It's like I just busted down your door, walked in the kitchen, started making scrambled eggs. It's like, whoa, what's going on
here? This guy.
So, the truth?
Of course.
Yeah.
He was pretty disgusting.
Wow.
In what way?
Well, I mean, the date was fine, I guess, but when he asked for the check, he grabbed his wallet and his keychain, and on his keychain was one of those, like, little traveler mini nail clippers, and at first I thought he was going to clip his nails, which is weird to begin with, but... He swung around the tiny little nail file and started digging under his nail. It was disgusting.
At the dinner table?
Yes.
Oh. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Who does that in public? That's not okay.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, in his defense, at least he did it at the end of the meal. Like, you know, like you wash your hands in the bathroom and maybe, you know, just get a little extra clean.
Nick, what's up with that, man?
I'm surprised that that's even coming up. I mean, is that really disgusting? People have toothpicks right there, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're cleaning out, you know, the in-betweens. Is that a big deal?
I mean, he's got a point.
I mean,
when you look at it like that.
But you're not spitting it out, you know. It's all self-contained. I mean, the nail dirt is getting out.
Even on a first date, toothpicks are something you bring out. Like, my husband could now pick his teeth with a toothpick,
right,
and I'd be okay, but he should not do that on a first date.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can say, well, I'm just being me and I'm being real, but... There's just certain things you don't, like, I bite my nails, which is, let's be honest, the same thing as using a nail file to dig under the teeth.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm pretty gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
But I don't bite my nails on a first date.
Right, because it's all about your first impression.
Right.
Yeah, it'd
right.
be weird to just chow down.
I agree with what you're saying, but I mean, I feel like me and Elise have been talking for enough time to where it wasn't weird. I mean, maybe that's just in my head, but that first date was almost like date 11 or 12 for us.
Yeah, well, clearly it was not, though.
Alex cleans his nails all the time.
I'm doing it now.
During our show.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it now as we
you
speak.
Do.
I'm doing it in honor of Nick.
Elise, what do you think about the fact that he just felt comfortable enough with you that he just wanted to do a little grooming?
He might as well have farted or picked his nose. I can't. It's just rude and disrespectful. It's a pet peeve for me. My grandmother would have rolled, or she literally was rolling in her grave.
Yeah.
That's not allowed for us, my family.
So I guess what you're saying is there's not going to be a second date?
Oh, no. Definitely never considered that. Sorry.
Wow.
All right.
Man, you wouldn't like me. I'd use the sugar packets as toothpicks.
A what?
Sugar packets.
He does.
Oh, that's not what I thought you said.
What did you
I thought you said a sugar package. I was like, what is that? That's really disgusting.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.